You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, we've got David Kane. He's going to talk about a program that he's created to connect first responders, military, educators, and all of those who serve our communities with realtors and lenders. So have a listen, enjoy the conversation, and I'll see you on the other side. Well, hello, David.
You doing all right today?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Good.
And thank you for being willing to come on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. Appreciate you allowing me to be on it.
Absolutely. So tell my audience a little bit of your background. Who is David Kane? Where are you located? What's your space in the real estate world? And any tidbits?
Well, that's a deep, deep question there.
But my audience has no attention span, so you're going to...
I get it. I'll be quick.
I know my people.
Yes, I hear you. Well, I'll be brief in regards to that. I am a lender. Mortgage originator. I've been in the business 24 years. I also am the CEO and owner of Heroes Home Advantage. I am located in Columbia, South Carolina, so right down the road from you.
And
yeah, that's right. I'm a big Gamecock. Love my Gamecocks. I'm guessing you're Clemson?
I'm the real Carolina.
Oh.
The original from 1789, North Carolina. Y'all are but the sub-Carolina. And my son is going to go to Clemson. So, yeah, we got no.
Oh, you went down multiple notches already. We'll find out who the real Carolina is in about a week and a half now.
Oh, I can ask you. So, if you're real Carolina or not, did you know that there is a Confederate History Museum in downtown Columbia?
I did.
Have you ever been there? It's the hilariest place I've ever been.
No, I've not been there. I understand they created it.
You have to go with like five old guys that run it, and it's their hangout. And so they're usually in there in the back room chattering with each other. And my favorite thing is I went in there and there's a thermostat on the wall that had a post-it note on it, and they had drawn a skull and crossbones, and it said DNFW. And I about died laughing because I know what that means. And obviously their wives are not allowed to come in there and touch the thermostat.
Yes, I need to put that on my own, but I have a feeling that sticky would be gone within minutes. That's hilarious.
All right. So how did you get involved in the money side of real estate? Did you grow up and want to be a mortgage lender?
No, I don't know of many people that did.
I mean, I don't think there's any. Show me one kid on their third grade paper. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a mortgage originator.
Yeah, that person does not exist. That's for sure. So when I got out of college, actually, I became a sports agent. So I was a sports agent for about 5 years, went to work for an agent in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he was kind of getting out of the business after a year or two. So I moved back to Columbia, which is where I went to school and had spent many years, and I started my own sports agency there. And the sports agent business is... the sales cycle is like a year. So you start recruiting in August and then you hopefully get paid the next August, September. Well, I had buddies who were in the mortgage business and they said, well, come on in the mortgage business. You can make some money while you're kind of building your sports agency. And so we eventually kind of took over the agent business. So that's kind of how it started. So it definitely was not a lifelong dream.
Okay, so I have to ask a total side trail question here. Has this whole debacle with NIL changed the agent business? Are those high school kids getting agents as they get involved with the transfer portal? And first of all, I should let you know, I think the NIL is the worst idea ever, and it's going to destroy what's left of college sports. But that being said, it never occurred to me that those kids might need agents. So that would expand that business, right?
To a degree. So I think it's more the marketing side versus contract side. So, and most of that stuff happens in college. So there will be some people that are advisors, but I certainly agree that it is definitely ruining college sports rapidly.
I hate it. I wish we would go back to our regional conferences, you know, being an ACC kid, that just the idea that we have Boston College and Notre Dame makes no sense. And now they want to jump out to the West Coast. I hate what's happening to college sports, but that's a whole different discussion. Yep. So
all about the Benjamins.
I know. Why does everything in life have to revolve around money? It is awful. And if it's not money, it's freaking politics. It's crazy. Like, you can't just have a conversation anymore. But if we're going to talk about money and politics, then we obviously have to talk about veterans in the military, because whether they mean to or not, they get wrapped up in all of those spaces. And as you know, the VA loan program is probably the one thing that the Veterans Administration can get right to an extent for our veterans. It's become a fairly seamless loan process, but a lot of our veterans don't even know about it, which drives me crazy, because my colleagues in real estate, and y'all know who you are, you like to talk a lot of smack about how hard VA loans are, and you wind up talking veterans out of using their benefit, which drives me crazy. But talk to me a little bit about what you've created there for the men and women who decided to serve the country.
Yeah, so Heroes Home Advantage is a nationwide network of realtors, lenders, and attorneys or title companies who are willing to give back to our heroes when they buy or sell real estate. So it includes the military, police, fire, healthcare, and educators, whether they're currently in that profession or retired from that profession. And so we give back more to any program in the country, to my knowledge. Over our 12 years, we've given back over $20 million to our heroes. And so that's something we're super proud of. There are many, many programs out there, but we are on a crusade to educate people about our program so that they don't lose thousands of dollars by going with another program.
So the agents and lenders that are signed up with your program, I presume they pay a referral fee to your program to participate, and they give a rebate to the consumer that qualifies. How does that work?
You hit it on the head. So for realtors, this is a fantastic program for people who want to give back, who want to kind of help build a long-term sustainable business by reaching heroes, and have kind of like servants' heart or willing to give back. From the realtor, the largest percentage of that in the country goes back to the hero. A small percentage goes to the program, which we put back into brand awareness and to lead gen.
Gotcha. So why would a first responder, a veteran, somebody who is qualified for your program, why does this make more sense for them than just reaching out to their people in their community?
Well, number one, most people aren't willing to give back. So that's a big portion. If you go to a realtor and say, I'd like to have your commission cut, and just because I'm in the military, most agents are going to say, no, that's not what I do.
Well, I'm curious about that, because that indicate you're saying that they don't want to give back. However, it's been proven that 87% of realtors are actually involved in giving back, whether it's through their transactions or through their work in the community. So I'm confused as to where that data point came from.
Well, you'd have to define giving back. You can give back a gift card to Starbucks, or you can give back a large percentage of your commission. Those are two very different things. And as far as data points are concerned, I talk with realtors all day, every day. And I know the majority of people aren't willing to give back at the level that we ask them to.
If you are remotely awake, then you know that we are heading into some really tricky economic times. We have home buyers that have put the kibosh on buying. We have sellers who have found out suddenly their houses aren't dipped in 14 karat gold. And as a realtor, you are still trying to keep up with the business you have and trying to answer questions in the meantime while also managing sky-high fuel cost at the pump. Never fear, because my new video course is coming out right now, and it's called How to Dominate During a Recession. I've been a realtor for 22 years. My business went up every year during the Great Recession, and it's all because of education. This course is 4 modules. There might even be some bonus content for you. The price is $199. I am delighted to bring this out as quickly as possible because, friends, there's no time like the present to make sure our neighbors are stronger and we protect the American dream. Click on this link, www.dominatethisrecession.com, and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content. Well, that's because as real estate professionals, we don't get to keep every dollar that we're paid in commission dollars. And especially when there's compression going on in the markets, there is a concern about staying profitable and staying in business. And so there's always going to be a competing definition there of what makes sense for somebody. And it does not make a realtor bad if they don't participate in a program, because it's not profitable for them. So what is your program going to do in an era where buyer agents are watching their very existence come into question? Because that's the one of the big challenges that we're looking at as a profession is how do we manage a future with no buyer agents?
We look at it as a shift in mindset. So it's not a matter of taking away. It is a matter of giving back. And we help agents grow their business by giving back. So if they're looking at it like, hey, I'm losing, they're not a good fit. And we're not a good fit for everybody. And we know that, accept that, realize that. We're looking for the good fits. So if the people have the mindset of, hey, I'm looking to build a business, giving back, then those are the right fits.
So when a consumer reaches out to y'all through your program, do they get several names so they get to interview? And what do you give them in the way of advice for picking the professional they select?
Well, what we do is we let them know that we have a professional in that area that we have pre-screened. They obviously have options. They can utilize the program or not, but we give them information to make their best decision. So what we do is we give them information about our program, who's willing to participate, how much they're willing to give, and then we let them make the final choice.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, as you know, it's a really competitive space in real estate and in mortgage, and the consumer does often try to figure out how to pick the right ones. They're always looking for questions to ask. So what questions do you suggest they ask beyond the cost of using that person?
Questions in regards to the program?
Well, I mean, if you have a pre-screening process, my guess is that you have a way to determine that some agents are more qualified than others, and so I'm curious as to how that's part of your educational process.
Well, when we talk to agents, we want to first find if they're a good fit. That's number one. And that fit means the mindset, whether it's, you know, giving up or giving away, giving back. So that's number one. Number two, if they have some type of affiliation, most of the times our agents and lenders and title companies have some type of affiliation, whether it's a family member, maybe they had their own experience in serving in one of these capacities. So it's really more about the mindset of the agent, their willingness to give back, and a long-term vision versus a short-term loss.
So on the lending side, I guess your affiliate lenders are set up in a similar way. They pay into the program and there are then rebates given back to the consumer that uses them. Is that correct?
Correct. We would give them a credit. All lenders give a credit up to the value of the appraisal, at least. So it could be depending on what the appraisal is in the various areas. We also have lenders. We give back. We have zero lender fees on all VA loans, which is like giving them over $1,100. So that's a huge, huge gift and incentive and a thank you to the people who are in the military.
So I guess the same question on the lending side. Do you guys ask screening questions about the types of loans the lenders are qualified to do? Do you have some that are qualified for disabled vets and some that are better with 100% financing so they can help somebody who's getting started in their teaching career? How do you evaluate those folks as well?
Well, we want to know about their experience, number one, in the lending industry. We also, number two, again, if they're a good fit, whether it's the mindset of giving back, if they look at it as a loss versus a gift and long-term vision. And then, of course, do they have any affiliation? So this program, Heroes Home Advantage, is not a loan program. This is an accumulation of people who are willing to give back. So it does go with any loan type, whether it's conventional, FHA, USDA, VA, any type of grant programs. So it matches with all of them. So it's not a loan program that they have to have knowledge of.
So what was it in specific that led you away from doing loans yourself to creating this program? Were you just looking for a new way to participate in the real estate space, or were you bored, or you had a network you wanted to use better? What was the impetus for it?
Well, originally I reached out to the founder of the company, who also was a realtor, and she started it 12 years ago, as I mentioned. I talked to her about being a lender with the program in multiple areas and then potentially an entire region. And we started talking about the program and her background, and we had a lot of synergies, and she kind of was feeling led or called to go in a different direction. And so she asked if I wanted to purchase it. So I did, because number one, not to get political, but I believe that we need to kind of redefine the narrative as to who heroes are today. and the people that are sacrificing and serving us and protecting us on a daily basis, they're not looked up upon in many cases. And so that's something that I'm passionate about. My sister was a teacher. I've got family or friends that are in every single category, and I know what they do on a regular basis. The deployments, being away from their family, working third shifts, people that have faced danger every single day to give us the rights and privileges that we have. So it's something that I am passionate about, and I was super excited to be a part of it and lead the program and set the new vision.
So when you mentioned that you guys support educators as well, is that only public school educators, or do you allow anybody in there if they're perhaps working in a charter school or they work for a homeschool pod? Is it just somebody loosely affiliated with it? How do you designate who has access to your program and who doesn't?
We're very, very liberal because our focus is on giving back and recognizing our heroes. So we don't care where they teach. If they're a homeschool teacher, if they're a mom that's teaching their own kids, it doesn't matter. Like I said, we're super liberal. We understand what they're doing each and every day, and we want to say thank you and give back.
So what is, of course, the premise of the show is the craziest things that happen in real estate. I'm curious as to what interesting scenario you've encountered in your 24 years that you still can't believe it happened. And it can be something that was sad or happy or just makes your head shake. What was that moment for you, David?
Well, there's a couple of them. I've been in the business, as you mentioned, quite a while, so there's been a lot. This was something I recently saw on Facebook, so it wasn't a personal story, but it was a realtor showing a house. She was going through it, kind of previewing it for a client, was taking pictures and videos for a remote client. Well, she went into the bedroom, and right above the bed was this massive sign that said, "Welcome to Pound Town." And they were apparently very proud of it and left it there through the whole listing. So that was pretty comical. Don't think that that's necessarily going to put good thoughts in most people's minds. But anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. And a second story actually just happened to me a couple months ago. There was a client, it's actually a VA client, was moving cross country. He was going to be coming behind allegedly within about 6 months. He and his family were moving here and were planning on buying a house. He was going to stay behind. So we were down towards the very end of the process, actually about 3 days prior to closing. And pretty much every loan has a verbal verification. So we called to verify the employment. They said, because he had to have a remote work letter and say that he was going to be coming behind at some point. Well, this company not only did not know who he was, but they said that that income is nowhere near what they provide, and the entire document was fraudulent.
Oh.
So he obviously got turned down. He got ticked off at us, of course, when we kind of confronted him about it, but obviously the loan was turned down. It was a clear case of fraud. So that happened a lot more in 08, 09, and has not happened as much from what we've seen on the loan side for years, just because of certain measures that have put in place. But that was a very, very clear case of fraud and a shocker, because you want to believe the best of people. But that one was just completely fabricated.
Well, and the worst part, too, is that somebody that's trying to pull off that kind of fraudulent mess is hurting the seller, too, because that seller thought the house was sold, had everything packed up, and may have had deposits down somewhere else. And then suddenly they're back to square one. And hopefully that buyer paid a price for it. But we did see some people go to jail for loan fraud, just not nearly enough when those things are wanting.
Absolutely. You're right.
So, David, if somebody wants to get more information on your program or find out more about what you're doing in your Heroes program, how's the best way for them to find you?
So we're on pretty much every social media channel. So platform, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Also, then go directly to our website, heroeshomeadvantage.com, or they can call my cell phone number. That number is readily available. The only number I give out, 803-261-9267.
And of course, viewers and listeners, all the information for David and the program are in the show notes for this episode. If you want to reach out and find out more, you can absolutely do that when you get off your treadmills and enjoyed this conversation. So David, thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for what you are creating out there to create opportunities.
Hey, I certainly appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, and hopefully it was beneficial for your listeners.
You got it. Well, thank you so much. And friends, if you have questions or you got something to say, drop it into the comments. Hit some of the other videos on your way out, and we'll see you next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.